Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you the next generation of future NFL stars today. And this young man from Akron, DeAndre Scott, is making his path towards that next level. We appreciate him coming on and living so close to Akron. I can personally say I've been able to see this young man plenty of times. I have him in my notes, and I'll share my notes with him to see what he agrees on with me and maybe what he does not agree on with me. But other than that, DeAndre, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your 5 years at Akron's kind of come and gone, and now you'll be training for the next level soon?
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate you guys having me. It's been a long journey, 5 years, you know, going by pretty fast. But I enjoyed every last bit of it, you know, just excited, blessed, and thankful for this next opportunity. Can't wait.
Nice, nice. Now, these are my notes from the Bowling Green game on November 8th. You ready for them?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now tell me what I got right. Tell me what I got wrong. I think you're going to tell me I got most of it right because I didn't say anything bad about you. But I put good hands. You had an INT that game. I put solid tacker, nose for the ball, fights through blockers, can get to the ball carrier, aggressive, can stay step for step with wide receivers, true smooth transition turning hips. Is that fair enough?
Yes, that's all correct.
That's a carrier, man. Yeah, when we heard you were coming on, I immediately went to my notes because I'm like, what did I have on DeAndre Scott? And then during the other game, I had a compact body, small but muscular. So, agree with that?
Yeah, that's definitely right. You're definitely right.
All right. See, I'm doing my job. That's why they pay me a little bit.
I got you. Yeah, definitely. I mean, people look at me, you know, they think I'm small, but no, I'm definitely I play a lot bigger than I look, and I've been that way my whole life, so definitely play a whole lot bigger.
No, definitely. You definitely, and like I said, I mean, I love the way you play. I mean, I love the aggressiveness, especially at your size, you know, and what you're able to bring to the table. It's a nice tenacity at that DB position. I'm curious, before we kind of get in the nooks and crannies of it, because I see so many variations, even, you know, on the school notes and on the internet, different sites as well. I mean, what is your height weight right now?
Right now, I'm at 5'11", about 194, so pretty solid where I want to be at.
Nice, nice. And his name escapes me, but the guy who trained you up there, the guy that kind of make you, you know, I guess he'd be what your football trainer in the weight room. What's his name?
Matt Gildersleeve. We call him Coach Sleeve. Great guy,
yeah.
You know. Been there 5 years, and you know he makes sure that everybody's doing their thing and getting the best out of every athlete. So, great guy.
Man, definitely. Shout out to him because I've seen a big difference in the way you guys come off the field in terms of, you know, physical appearance, and I think that's a testament to him and what he's been able to do. So, I mean, let's kind of talk about, you know, have you been playing football since Pee-wee? And when did you kind of start, you know, loving the game that you're currently playing now?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I started at a young age, around 8 years old, just playing in the playground, you know, with my brother, a few of my best friends and whatnot. And just that's when I started the passion of the game. You know, we was always a close-knit in the city where I'm coming from. We always was close, you know, just making sure that everyone wanted the best out of one another. And, you know, we strive to be the best in everything we did, especially football, from 7-on-7 to camps to backyard football, just going to the field and working out and whatnot. So, you know, I kind of had a passion for it my entire life, you know, and it brought me to accomplish a lot of my goals and whatnot, and pray God it continues to go that way.
Excellent stuff. And for you, I mean, what schools were looking at you when you left, you know, high school, and how did you end up, you know, how did you know Akron was your best choice?
Well, coming out of high school, I had a few schools like Maryland, West Virginia, Army, Navy, Boston College, Wake Forest, a few of those schools. Actually didn't getting no offers coming out of high school. So I ended up going to the Hargrave Military Preparatory Academy for 6 months, and went there, you know, had changed everything, that adjusted to the lifestyle that the military had, you have to do. And, you know, it was hard nose football there, so just the grind and whatnot, it led me to playing hard and actually finding a passion playing DB, because I play receiver. So going there and playing defensive back, you know, I showcased my talents. And Akron came to a game once, and, you know, they liked what they see, and they offered me on the spot. And right then and there, you know, I was just like, well, took a visit, and it was a place for me. So
nice. So at the now at Hargrave, were you a receiver going in, or did they turn you to the receiver? Or I mean, did vice versa, did they turn you to the defensive backside?
Well, yeah, going in, I was a receiver. And then probably about the last 4 games, they switched me to defensive back because the guy got hurt. I was familiar with it because my brother, you know, he played defensive back his whole life. So taking skills and tips from him, I kind of used that to my advantage, as well as my own athletic ability, and made the most of it when they switched me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Scott sharing a little insight of what brought him to Akron, the standout DB, making his path towards that next level. If you folks out there miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to listen to it again, you can always check it out free at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com. And then we'll always be featuring his draft bio page. We'd like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he makes his path towards his next level. And I'm telling you, folks, it comes on us quick. We're about to turn this new year into 2017, and then it's just a lightning rod of activity. And when you kind of start counting down towards the end of April, when this thing kicked off draft day in Philadelphia. So, DeAndre, you get to Akron, you start playing DB, and I'm looking at your bio page now, and I see you're the recipient of the Harry Doc Smith Award. I mean, it seems like you've been just nailing this thing since you got there. Kind of, what does this award mean, and how were you able to kind of get it so many times?
Well, you know, Coach Bowden, when he came in, that was kind of an award that came up with awarding the best defensive player in the class. And so just pretty much just, you know, going out and doing the little things that they tell me to do, my coaches tell me to do, on and off the field, as well as showing great leadership and just being a great example and role model for my teammates, and just going out there and giving my all on the line every day in practice and every week in, week out in practice in the game. When it came down to the end of the season, the banquet, they pretty much just told me, you know, well, this is the award. They awarded me with it. And, you know, I was grateful and appreciative of every single time I won it. It was tough. You know, we have a lot of great guys on our team. So, you know, it honestly wouldn't have been accomplished without those guys pushing me week in and week out.
Nice. And I saw, obviously you have a knack for, you know, the ball. You know, I was able to see you make the pick during the game this year. And like I said, aggressiveness. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, I mean, kind of take us through your mindset. If they're watching you, what are those qualities you think that they're going to see that kind of pops out to make you a guy that they're going to want to bring to that 53-man roster at that next level?
Off the top of my head, you know, I could play man coverage. I could play zone coverage. I can tackle. I'll come up in the run if needed to. I mean, I can guard the pass, anything. I can cover it well, really well. Play press man, play off man, play zone coverage, bell technique, whatever you need. You know, I can do it. I can play special teams. I can also play safety. Anything needed, and from the inside to nickel, dime. You know, I think if the scouts and coaches look at my film, they'll see that, you know, I can do all those things, and as well, I have a knack for the ball. When the ball's up in the air, I'm believing it's mine, and, you know, I'm going to do everything in my will to go get it. And, you know, most of the time, teams try me. It didn't end up too well on their end, so I either came down with it or it was an incomplete pass, so.
Nice. Are you chatty out there? Kind of take us through. If, you know, if somebody's lining up against you, what's it like going up against a guy like you?
Oh, man. My first few years, my my sophomore, junior year. I was a little bit chatty. But, you know, going forward, you know, I look at it like this is my island, so I have to protect it. And, you know, just being chatty as far as just communicating-wise to the rest of the defense and making sure everyone's assignment, everyone's doing their assignment, and I'm doing mine. That's the most chattiness I can get out of me for the most part. I like to just let my play speak and, you know, just go from there and protect the island.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Scott here on the C2P. We're talking some NFL draft. I believe you have an invite to the Tropic Bowl. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And what was it like receiving that? Because invitations to these games are priceless. I mean, to have an opportunity to, you know, showcase your stuff in front of a scouts for 2 or 3 days. I mean, that's priceless stuff. And, you know, guys in your position, if they don't have that opportunity, you know, they would kill for it. I mean, and you're lucky enough to have it, deserving so. But again, I mean, what was it like when you heard that you were going?
You know, it was a major blessing. You know, I'm really appreciative and thankful to actually receive the invite. You know, tons of guys go to college, you know, from Division One on lower, and, you know, they work their tails off to make it to this point and even receive an invite. So, you know, I know lots of guys who actually, you know, deserve it, but they didn't. So it was a major blessing just to receive it, you know. And when I received it, first thing I did was call my parents and my family, let them know that, you know, I received it. I was just happy, excited, just to get the opportunity to go down there and showcase my talent against the top notch guys who everyone claims from, like, Power Five schools and just guys across the nation. Like I said, it was an amazing feeling, just because of the fact that I know that I'll be going there and to compete at the highest level that everyone wants to see you at. I've done it before, so excited to go do it again.
Nice. And I believe the game's the 15th. Probably head down the week before. It's got to be an exciting time. I'm sure there's a lot of emotions going into, but any nerves or just, you know, or jitterbugs or anything like that?
Oh, man. Not really. You know, when it's all said and done, just football, I feel like you can't, I mean, for me personally, yeah, before every game, it's always that nerve to first hit goes out. But I enjoy the game so much. You know, I've been playing it so long. It's just, to me, it's football. You just want to make sure you're just going down there, paying attention to detail. You know, getting coached by NFL coaches and scouts and whatnot. So just making sure, paying attention to detail, and really just taking the most out of everything from the game-wise and just the meeting-wise and whatnot, which I feel like Akron has prepared me for. But definitely I wouldn't say I'm nervous or anything. I'm actually just really excited.
Yeah, it's got to be an exciting time and a well-deserved invite as well. Do you get comparisons to anyone? I mean, is there anyone out there that you kind of, you know, you watch or you pattern yourself after?
Growing up, I used to go down and train in high school. Me and my brother used to go down and train with Joe Hayden and his father. So, you know, me coming up through high school, when I did end up going to play DB, I always looked at Joe Hayden just because he played offense. And when he went to Florida, you know, he got switched to defensive back, and I look at him now and he's successful. So I really compare myself and idolize Joe Hayden after my game and whatnot. And, I mean, I study his film week in and week out, all the top guys in the NFL, from him, Patrick Peterson, Richard Sherman, Brent Grimes, and a lot of guys like that, as well as Jimmy Smith from the Ravens. So, you know, I really break down those guys. But Joe Hayden, probably the guy that, you know, I kind of compare myself to.
Excellent stuff. Once again, DeAndre Scott here on the C2P. I can't believe we're almost out of time. We've got a few minutes left. DeAndre, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Let's get it.
All right. Now, Coach Bowden has a pretty great personality. And with that said, is there anybody on the team that does a great impersonation of Bowden? And if there is someone, does that person do it in front of Bowden, or is it something done privately?
Oh, man. the guy that does the best personality impersonation of him is Matthew Hoyer. And you know, he does it in front of him, and Coach Bowden just sits in the back dying laughing. But yeah, he definitely nails Coach Bowden 100%.
Excellent stuff. That has to be a great impersonation. You have such a great personality. Female celebrities, DeAndre, if you could take any one of them out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
Ooh, that's a tough one right there, man. Man, I would probably have to say Christina Milian.
There you go.
Yeah, I'd say Christina Milian.
You know what's funny is we do the shows, and I mean, all the guys that come on, you know, ask, you know, what do you think about this? You know, why scouts like you, or is, you know, something about your game? And every time we bring that question up, they're like, "Ooh, that's a good question." It's, you know, I would like to go back and just like kind of have like just a tape just of edited things just when that question's asked, because it's like, oh man, that's a good. I mean, it's the same response time and time again. And then the final question, we've been working with Eric Dorsey this year going through the 2017 season. He's the creator at Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats. If you could have any of your Pete's cleats painted, what would you want painted on your cleats?
Oh, man, for that one, I would love to do something in reference to kids with cancer and whatnot, just because the fact that in college, every week before a home game, on Friday, we would go to the hospital. And just seeing, you know, the children in there fighting hard for their lives with going through certain situations that they can't control. You know, that really hit me and made me, like, want to go hard, not only for certain things that I have in my mind, but, like, just for them as well. So, you know, anything as far as, like, you know, St. Jude and kids, that stuff that has, like, cancer stuff for kids, anything in reference to that, you know, I would love to have my cleat in reference to that, just because of the fact, I mean, I really support that and whatnot.
Excellent stuff. What a great response. Hey, DeAndre, I can tell you personally, I loved watching you play up there. You're going to be one of the guys I miss seeing, because I just love the tenacity that you brought to the position. Safe travels to the Tropical Bowl. I know it's a well-deserved invite. With that said, though, Happy New Year. Stay hungry, stay humble, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it all. Same to you.
No problem at all. Once again, DeAndre Scott, the standout defensive back from Akron, to join us here on the C2P. You folks know, if you miss any of this show in its entirety, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, his draft bio will be coming soon at collegepro.com. And this is, just like I said, getting to see him play several times as well in the past, but twice this year. This kid is really dynamite. I look forward to seeing more of him as we move forward in the draft process. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.